The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Today, the 12th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. Happy you're here. So, what national day is it?
Today, so many national days. Today, first of all, I'm happy to be back at work.
It's national. I'm happy to be back at work today. Okay.
Okay, today is a national day of programmers.
Programmers?
Yeah, of coding people, people who code and do everything.
Yeah, the coding people, okay.
And also, the same as national video games. And also today is National Hi-Fi Day.
Hi-Fi Day. Wow.
And it's all.
We could do better. I mean, it could be national, National Elk Day. Let's go with National Elk Day. I'm not talking about the club, though it's a good club. I'm talking about elk wandering through the mountains. We'll make up our own day. National Rocky Mountain Elk Day. There we go. So, you want to give us the weather in Ukrainian? Okay, never mind. Today, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Whoa. Now, wind gusts may go up to 22 miles per hour today, so we may be having a wind advisory out there. Now, tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be a high near 93 and a low of 63. Saturday, 91. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. And Monday, a chance of showers. Tuesday and Wednesday, chances of showers, and temperature goes down. Like on Sunday, it's going to be a high of 78, Monday 77, so it's going to be in the high 70s the way it's projected right now in the weather report, which really we are not sure because it changes so much over the next, you know, 5-6 days. But that's okay. We can project what weather's going to be 500 years from now. Or so I've been told. So it looks like it's going to be really good. Okay, maybe we're going to get some chance of rain, and it is getting to be that time of the year. So weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned company out of Anderson, the Kinney family. 26 years of bringing excellent service to their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They are locally owned, locally operated, of course, and a veteran-owned business. This is Shasta Gas Propane. Heartily recommend them. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Our guest came in with a box of Heavenly Donuts. Are any of them glazed? Check them out. Are they the glazed ones, or you got a bunch of weird ones in there? Frankly, there's never been anything better in donuts than the glazed donuts. Okay. All right. You know, I wasn't going to bring this up because our audience is smart. But the debate. You know, I'm on Facebook yesterday, and the reason I'm on Facebook is really is for reals. And you better leave a donut. You better leave a glazed donut, Christine. If you take the last glazed donut, you know what? I'm going to start checking your citizenship. Oh yeah, you could end up in Texas. I see these people that, I mean, they just hate Trump, right? Oh gosh, safe from having my dog eaten. Not really, but okay. And it just went on. Oh, she is, oh my God. Harris, she's a water walker. Oh my, you know what? She could part the Red Sea. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, did we watch the same debate? Now I will admit, I couldn't take much of it. It was about 30 minutes of watching people not answer questions. And, you know, Kamala rolling her eyes and she, and Trump, God knows what Trump was trying to do. But then the moderator's going, well, let's just pick a side that we can jump in on. Oh, let's pick Harris's side. Let's just fact check Trump 7 times. Oh, but when Harris said things such as there are no American military in war zones. Well, you might tell those 3 in Jordan that were killed. You might tell those thousands of American military that are in places that are getting rocketed and people getting hurt. I know, Kamala, that sometimes the facts are hard to grasp, but we do have military in harm's way out there. But did the commentators, the moderators, fact check that? Of course not, because they were in the bag, obviously. When Jake Tapper says, you know, the one thing I've noticed is she never answered a question. When you asked about what are you going to do about the economy, nothing. When you asked her about the border, I'm the only one up here that's prosecuted drug dealers, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't an answer. Something you did, and we're proud of you for that, you know, for prosecuting drug dealers and sex traffickers. That was your job. Of course, you were the attorney general. However, you didn't say what you were going to do. And I'm not saying Trump did a great job, because obviously he didn't. But it comes down to this. And this is what I wanted to write. But I didn't. So why do I want to get into a fisticuffs on Facebook with rich, white, liberal ladies? And they were all, and it was all women in this. And not all of them were rich, but enough of them were. That says, and the only thing I wanted to say was, maybe it doesn't affect you, but for us, the vast, vast majority of people in the United States, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? Answer is no. Are we safer than we were 4 years ago? No. Do we have a control of the people that enter our country and even the types of people entering our country? And the answer is no. I mean, those are just black and white answers. How about this one, though, moms and grandmoms? Do you really believe that your children, your sons and daughters, aren't going to be fighting in a war in the near future? That's the big one. I've been there. I've done that. I don't want my grandson going to a war because we make the wrong decisions here. We don't project what we should. When we have to stand down 17 Navy ships because we don't have the people, when we have to reduce the number of soldiers that are in the Army because we can't make the recruiting goals, when the Coast Guard can't make the recruiting goals, we got a problem. These are all questions we need to ask ourselves, in my humble opinion. It's one thing, oh, I hate Trump. Okay, hate Trump. But you got to kind of look at, are we better off now? Gas. Oh, my Lord, gas has gone up another 40 cents in California. And what I was going to talk about today was the cost, in this my segment here, was the cost of the American dream in California. And they get this off, you know, office statistics. It's not something somebody just makes up. But how much it costs to live in our beautiful but somewhat weird state. And the bottom line is it costs something like $270,000 to live the American dream in California. When you add in the, groceries, pet care, that's if you have a pet. And the American dream is, thank you very much for doing that. I opened up the blinds so I could look outside, and take it all the way down. It's just because it'll switch. And I was just totally blinded here. I can't even see outside. Okay, but Christina saved me. It's going to cost the average Californian $245,700 a year to live the American dream. If you look at the American dream as having a home, let me see. It's a married couple with 2 children who own a home, car, and pet. Now, you can get rid of the pet. No, but nobody's going to do that. Even worse, you add a horse onto this, and it just, you know, it totally screws it up. And the reason is the cost of housing, the cost of food, the cost of gas. healthcare, utilities, education, and child care. Child care in California can take up to 22% of your take home. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to live where someplace that's only $108,000 a year, you can move to Mississippi, though I am not sure too many people are going to do that. It's just, that's where we are. That's in California. Now, other places, and we're in the second highest next to Hawaii, of course, but, and you can live in other places that are cheaper. But here's the bottom line. Are you better off now than you were three, four years ago? And I think the vast majority of us will say, no, we're not. We're not better. And the only thing I see coming out of, I'm not even sure what policies Kamala Harris has. She hasn't put any, she put something on her website the other day and talking about, not about specifics. What is she going to do to seal the border? Oh, well, you know, I think that wall is a good idea. Everybody did 4 years ago. You didn't. The Democrats didn't. You thought it was bad. But you can go on and on about this. So the other thing is USA Today says we go to swing states and see how their voters think. Well, when you read the article, five of the seven people they interviewed in the seven swing states were registered Democrats. How do you think they're going to vote? I mean, it was the most, when you read it, you think, oh, okay, maybe these are, it didn't say uncommitted. It just said how these voters in these swing states. And it was a total Kamala Harris love fest, except for one guy in North Carolina who says, I moved to North Carolina because you can't live in Florida. It was getting too expensive. And everything else was, oh, no, I was going to vote for her first. And I just cemented it. Oh, you know, those kind of things. You know, people, I don't care how you vote. I just want you to take a look at the facts here. Not what commentators tell you. Not what I tell you. Not what, you know, you read on Facebook. God knows not what you read on Facebook. But take a look at facts and say, how is Trump and Harris, how are they going to right the economy and knock down inflation? How are we going to start paying less money for fuel that affects everything? How are we going to be safer on our streets? How is our nation going to be safer? I don't want my grandson, who I love dearly, to be drafted. And they will, because if you can't get the volunteers, you've got one of two choices. You cut back on how much military, and you cut back on ships and tanks and all that kind of stuff and aircraft. Oh, we don't need as many. Or how do you get people to join the military? And if you can't, then here comes the draft. Watch it. If it doesn't change in this next decade, the draft is back. And with that happy note, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about saving people's lives and how we can set something up here, actually in Redding and Shasta County, so we have a better chance of saving lives. We'll be right back.
Of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts, Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts, Thursday. Linda's on assignment on Thursdays, keeping our house together, doing all those things that we try to do on the weekends that we never end up doing, so we have to get them done during the week. And today, the 12th of September, 7:22 in the morning, it's going to be a beautiful day, only going up to about 86, and that's going to be the warmest day. Tomorrow will be the warmest day, and then it starts going down into the 70s. Whoa! This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Who knows? Could do it again. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, that's where we've been going to since we lived there. They've been there about 30 years. Started with Leonard, now Rebecca and Henry have it. Outstanding selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. The only watch repairman. The only stone cutter. I mean, this is really a fine place to go to. You won't be sorry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Rich Novelli. And on the phone is Dr. Nikita Gill. Good morning, Dr. Gill.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad we're all together here. Now, we're going to be talking about CPR today, but we're going to start off with Rich. Rich is, let me tell you, you know, the guy, you know, runs gyms. He's the picture of health. I'm not kidding you. He's got like 5% body fat and all those things. Well, he's out trotting around one day on a Sunday, right?
Yep.
Tell everybody what happened.
So just
as I stuffed his donut in my mouth.
typical Sunday for me, out for a run. And about halfway through my run, the world started spinning around. And suddenly just everything went black. Turns out that I was having sudden cardiac arrest. And I dropped to the sidewalk, cracked my head open, and I was clinically dead for 10 minutes. By chance, by miracle, a passerby, Mike Lawrence, works for the water department here.
Who came in on the show?
Who was
the
here
first
last
time.
Yes.
The last time.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
Reluctant hero.
Gosh.
And started administering CPR.
He was on his way to church with his son.
With his son.
Saw you hit the ground.
Right.
And said, this doesn't look right. Turned around, went back, boom, knew how to do CPR.
It required training for the city employees. Hadn't had to use it in 20 years. And suddenly started administering CPR. Saved my life, basically, is the bottom line. First responders got there. And then they started administering epinephrine and the lovely shocks that they do with the AED. And after 10 minutes, I started to come around, woke up in emergency at Mercy.
Okay, now, if Mike, if Mike had not been keeping your heart moving, keeping that blood and the oxygen going through your body, it wouldn't have made any difference.
It wouldn't have made any difference.
After 4 minutes.
It wouldn't have made any
minutes.
Difference. The statistics show that for every minute that you have no heartbeat, your chances of survival go down by 10%.
Yeah.
And so I was clinically dead for 10 minutes.
Well, even then, with the blood being cut off from your brain, even if they can get it started, you can have so much brain damage that it's kind of like, eh. You know,
right.
And so when Mike saw that and started pushing, doing CPR and getting your blood moving through your body and the oxygen going through there, it saved your life, obviously. But then you got into this. You went, how many other people have fallen? I mean, have had this,
right.
And people don't know what to do.
Well, what's ironic is in my industry, in the health club business, you'd be surprised at how many people you see in need of CPR for one reason or another. And they overexert, they're not eating properly, they're dehydrated, whatever it might be.
Dehydrated.
And I've had to administer CPR, so I've been on the other end. But to be on the receiving end.
No, I've never had it. I've given it.
Yes.
Several times.
Yes.
And in situations, no situation that you have to give CPR is a good situation.
Right.
Dr. Gill, again, thank you for being with us.
Dr.
Gill. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you were, you know, sometimes our phone system is very strange.
No, I'm very much here.
You know, what exactly is CPR?
So CPR, the full form is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It's an emergency, just like you heard, emergency life-saving procedure performed when the heart stops beating. So the goal is to keep the blood flow active. And even if it's partial, it's going to extend or increase the opportunity for a successful resuscitation until the first responders can come. So what you're trying to do is pushing the remaining oxygen through the blood to keep the vital organs active and buying time till you can get help, exactly like Mr. Novelli described.
Dr. Gill, we used to be trained in the old give. You get to somebody like this and you do 12 puffs of air into their mouth. Trying, you know, putting oxygen into their system, then you start on the chest compressions. But that's changed.
Absolutely, that's changed. So what we recommend, especially for bystanders, is what's called compression-only or hands-only CPR. You skip the mouth-to-mouth breathing, and in general, it's much easier, and we found that it's more effective. So if you see somebody collapse, especially out of hospital arrest, you know, home, park, or at a run like Mr. Novelli, all you do is hands-only CPR. You push hard and fast in the center of the chest.
Okay, so but it does take training. I mean, it doesn't. You don't need a high school diploma to be able to give a really good CPR.
Anyone can do good CPR. Yeah.
But you do need to be introduced to it and trained. How many people would you say, on the average, is trained in CPR? I mean, just say, if you saw like 100 people, how many of them would really know how to do CPR?
Really know how to do CPR is probably, in the low single digits. And some sort of training, formal, informal, is probably less than 10%. I would still say single digits. And, you know, in my world, I work at the hospital, so obviously everyone's trained.
Yeah.
It's a little bit skewed. But in general public, I would say it's a very small percentage.
Yeah, well, that's what I think, too. Now, you know, in the military, you're trained because we're in the military. But I remember, we got to take a break here, but I remember that Seattle, Washington, decades ago, went through this training for the city. And they said that they saved thousands of lives because the people in the city had been trained, many of them, you know, a much higher percentage. And when these things happen, they knew what to do. Now, it's been so long, I can't, you know, tell you which year or even which decade now anymore, but I remember reading that one time. So does Redding and Shasta County need a training course or an official? Let's get out to learn CPR.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And even in schools, colleges, just one basic CPR class could make a full lifetime of a difference.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Nikita Gill and Rich Novelli. Rich had a cardiac arrest while he was out running. Probably wasn't the one you'd expect to have it. A guy by the name of Mike
Lawrence.
Driving by with his son on his way to church, saw him on the ground, turned around, and literally saved his life at CPR. Rich is sitting here now, no different than he was before, which wasn't perfect, but no different than he was before. And he's standing here talking, and we're going to talk about CPR and what we can do in our city and county when we get back after this messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. REU, if you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and charging station. And if you live in the great state of California and continue to live here by 2035, you're not going to have a choice. But, you know, Nanny California is going to tell you that you can't buy brand new internal combustion engines. So, I know people with EVs are very happy with them. If you're looking at it, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Look for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Yeah.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-2427565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if listen up. You need a change in your TV entertainment? Now's the time to call B&T Satellite. Now get up to $200 and a gift card for making the change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. Give them a call. 530-241-3474. The guys are standing by to help. 530-241-3474. It is a little bit early in the morning, so say around 9. You give them a call. But B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley, great guy. And we've had Dish since, soon after we moved here. And have had nothing but enjoyment out of that setup. B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. Okay, I'm here with Rich Novelli, and on the phone is Dr. Nikita Gill. And Dr. Gill, can you tell us, you're over at Mercy, and what do you do over there? What's your title over there?
I'm the director of cardiology at Mercy Medical Center, and in addition to that, separately, I'm a volunteer with the American Heart Association.
So you kind of know what you're doing.
Kind of.
You know, one of the statistics, and this is interesting, you have men and women, I mean, because men and women have cardiac arrest. If you're a woman, you've got less chance of somebody helping you than if you're a man. Is this true?
Unfortunately, that's true. So if someone goes down at home, men and women are equally likely. Family members are going to do CPR. They're going to help, obviously, whether it's a male or a female family member. But out in the public setting, when it's especially strangers administering CPR, women are much less likely. I think they're in the high 30s, and men are in the mid 40s. I mean, we'd love that number to be closer to 100% for both, but that's true.
And why do you think this is?
Based on the studies that I've read, it's generally, you know, the confidence, the lack of knowledge, and fear of any accusation. You know, is it going to be appropriate? Is it going to be inappropriate, especially when you're doing CPR on a woman? It should make no difference. Somebody's collapsed, someone's dying, but it's the lack of understanding or just this reluctance to touch or potentially injure another person and being held liable for that.
And you know what, that's, but from what I understand, the Good Samaritan law, what impact has that had, the Good Samaritan laws?
Can you repeat that question?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, people don't understand what the good Samaritan laws are, meaning that you're trying to help somebody, and, I mean, you're doing it in good faith, somebody can't, you know, if somebody's, you're trying to do CPR on a woman, you're afraid of touching them inappropriately, but if you do it CPR correctly, you're in the middle of their chest. You're not on a breast pushing down. But that's just from lack of knowledge. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Good Samaritan, even if you're doing wrong CPR, even if you don't do it well, that's the whole point of this law. It's going to protect you even if you're not sure of what you're doing. So all of those, that reluctance is totally unfounded. There's no reason not to administer CPR just because you might do it wrong or it might be considered inappropriate.
Okay. So that should take that one right off the table. You see emergencies all the time as being the director of cardiology and being working there at Dignity Health, so at Mercy, and volunteering in the American Heart Association. And we're saying that it's probably in single digits people that are trained in how to do correct CPR. So
that's correct.
So how do we get the word out? How do we, you know, is it going to take like I won't say a movement, but take a well-publicized, a group of people putting this together and classes being held in businesses and for people that are just interested in it, making it as easy as it can to start teaching people how to save other people's lives?
We need to do exactly what you guys are already doing. Mr. Novelli, I think he's doing a wonderful job of raising awareness. That's the key point, right? If you know what you need to do, it's easier to do it. So raising awareness and getting the word out to the public as to, it's a relatively simple skill, but you need to have that skill, the knowledge, the confidence to use that skill to potentially save a life. So getting the word out there, whether it's, you know, our word or on a broader scale, and then use the resources we have available, whether it's classes, whether it's online tools. You know, I can sit here and describe how to do CPR, but a picture is worth a thousand words. You know, go to the website, go to the American Heart Association website, go to heart.org, and they have great videos, they have great pictures, and it's not a difficult skill. You know, and they've shown studies, children can do CPR, effective CPR, so anyone can learn it in a short amount of time. It's just knowing that you might need it down the road, realizing that, and then getting about doing it.
Can you do CPR on yourself?
No, you can't do CPR on yourself.
Well, no, I was just wondering if like you're starting to feel this thing happening, and you know, but so there's no way like putting your chest on a chair or something and bouncing up and down.
No, unfortunately, you're out of it. You know, by the time you need CPR, they used to be they've taken it out now from CPR. But if you see someone go into an abnormal rhythm, a big thump on the chest can sometimes jolt the heart back into action. But by the time you know that you need that, it's you don't have the strength or the capacity to do it. So unfortunately, CPR will always be administered by somebody else.
Okay, doctor. I'm walking down the street. I see somebody stumble and then fall. And what do I look for? You know, they're laying on the ground. What do I look for?
What you look for is, are they breathing? If you can, and don't spend too much time trying to figure it out, if someone collapses right in front of you and they seem to be unconscious, they seem to be unresponsive, assume that they will need help. If somebody's, you know, if someone's just feeling faint, lightheaded, or they stepped off the curb a wrong way and they fell down, you start doing CPR, they're going to wake up and say, what are you doing? So the person who you see collapse in front of you, go ahead and start doing CPR. No, actually, two-step process. Number one, call 911. Have somebody call 911 or you call them. Then you start administering CPR, irrespective of exactly what happened to the heart or the breathing. And if they're not breathing, if they're unresponsive, you should start doing CPR.
Okay. So if from what the doctor says, from way me just a layman understanding this, is I'm walking down the street. I see somebody kind of stumble and then just fall. I go over there, if it looks like they're breathing, I don't really care, but they're unconscious. Then I just start CPR. I call 911. So I've got somebody on the ground here, and I'm administering CPR. And then here come the ambulances and the police and the fire engines.
That's correct. That's exactly the way to do it.
And you don't stop until?
You should not stop until, obviously, if the person starts waking up and they're saying, what are you doing, or talking to you, or what's going on, then you back off.
Yeah.
What we say is, if you have a blood pressure, if you have enough flow to the brain, to be awake and talking, then obviously you don't need CPR. But if they stay unresponsive, the goal is to keep doing CPR without stopping to check multiple times, because it's the consistency, minimize the interruptions in the compression, and just let the trained personnel take over when they come in.
Okay. Rich? Well, and that's exactly what happened in my case. If Mike had not continued CPR, I was unresponsive the entire time. Even after first responders got on scene, they told Mike, continued to say, should I stop? And they said, no, keep going until we can get him hooked up and see his vitals and go from there. When he did stop, I went back into this comatose state and the heart stopped again. So to doctor's point, you know, don't stop. It is tiring, for sure.
It is.
And if there's more than one person that gathers around, as Dr. Gill said, you know, bad CPR is better than no CPR. And with compressions-only CPR now, anybody can do it. And to Mike's credit, he continued to push and had another neighbor help him after some time until first responders got there.
It does, because one, your blood pressure has just gone up immediately. You're trying to save somebody's life, and it does take some force, and it takes a rhythm, and you've got to continue that. We got to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about that rhythm, Dr. Gill. When you're doing the compressions, the rhythm that you need to get into, you know, how many times, you know, a minute or whatever. I'd like to talk about that when we get back. Okay, let's take a quick break.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Paisano Days is starting tomorrow. Starts at 5 p.m. down at Tiger Field, down there in South Park. It starts at 5 to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. It goes from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at South City Park. Italian food, bocce ball. In fact, the KCNR bocce ball team is competing tonight in the media roll-off for bocce ball. There's going to be raffles Friday and Saturday, arts and crafts, kids games, a big car show, beer and wine, and, of course, cannoli. Yep, Paisano Days is starting again. It's a great time. I'm here with Rich Novelli and Dr. Nikita Kidd, who is Gill. I'm not Nikita Kidd. Where did I come up with that? Nikita Gill. Where did I come up with that one? Kidd. Anyway, she's the director of cardiology at Dignity Health in Reading and a volunteer with American Heart Association. We're talking about CPR. If you're just tuning in, Rich, who is an athlete, was taking a little run. And because of a virus, I guess it was, and his heart stopped. And he collapsed on the road, and a gentleman by the name of Mike Lawrence was driving by on his way to church, saw him laying there, stopped his car, went over, and started performing CPR.
And did immediate exactly what Dr. Gill's been talking about. He called 911 first, and then he continued to administer CPR, even though he wasn't sure if he was doing it right. The point was he was doing something.
And the CPR is not a difficult skill to master. You get in the center of the chest. You get in a position where you're over the person. Your hands are on the center of the chest, one on top of the other, and you just start pushing. And is there a rhythm or so many times we have to do this, Dr. Gill?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that, but it needs to be hard and fast, and it should be about 100 to 120 compressions per minute, which is a relatively fast pace. There's different ways to think about that. You know, you can, in your mind, you can do two compressions for every second, but the more fun way, if you can visualize that in your mind, or if you can hear your favorite fast beat song, you know, Staying Alive, Crazy in Love, Hips Don't Lie, if you can think of that beat and do one compression every beat, that's obviously you're not going to put music on at that time, but that's one way to keep going, because it's hard to count in your mind.
Yeah, it is. So what you're doing is you're doing two a second, 120 a minute. It's quick, and this is why people start getting tired while they're doing this. And that's why if you have other people that start gathering, and in Rich's case, a neighbor had come through, and he started doing it too, giving Mike a chance to rest a little bit, then they could switch out. And the whole idea behind this, you do it until medical assistance is there. I saw somebody drop in Walmart one time, and face was turning blue, and people were working on her, and here came the EMTs and all that. Doctor, where can people be trained? And now, you said, looking at a video, to build your CPR skills, if you go to like the American Heart Association, do they have videos there that you can look at?
Absolutely. Their website, it's called heart.org. That's another subsite. But they have what's called the hands-only CPR video. Like I said, they have pictures, but the video probably helps more than anything else. So if you go to heart.org and search for hands-only CPR, that should take you to that link. And there's pictures, there's descriptions, they have diagrams of, you know, what your hands should be like or where. But the video probably helps more than that.
You know, and somebody asked me, is this a repeat program? No, but we had Rich on several weeks ago, and we want to get involved with this because the more knowledge, the more information about CPR out there, and that we can save lives out there, and it can be a member of your family. I mean, you could be sitting there and, you know, I could be walking through the house and, you know, and drop. And if Linda knows how to do CPR, she can call 911 and keep me alive until the experts get there. Or at least keep my heart, you know, beating, not beating, but keeping the blood circulating and the oxygen going through my brain. Now, you know, it used to be when they did the mouth-to-mouth, it was supposedly to put oxygen into the system, but that's not required anymore.
It's not required. If you're in the hospital, you're obviously going to get oxygen. We put a mask on, and we'll intubate you. But that doesn't help as much as the CPR. What you want to do is push whatever oxygen's available in the body. with the compressions, you're going to provide that oxygen to the vital organs of the body. And that's been shown to be more effective than stopping CPR, trying to do mouth-to-mouth breathing. And as you can imagine, if there's a reluctance about CPR, that's going to be even harder barrier to overcome in your mind. So what they've seen is if you just do effective CPR without worrying about the oxygenation of the breathing, it's going to be more effective. So that's correct.
Okay. So for our listening audience and for the millions of others that are out there, because you said it's in the low single-digit percentages of people that really know how to do CPR. Do we do something like, okay, when you hear this, is there places in town that people can go to be trained?
There are places. So when my children were in high school, I got them through a CPR class downtown. There were a bunch of different options. It was a 3-4 hour class. They really liked it. My daughter, she's very petite. She's tiny, and she kept saying, "I can't do effective CPR." She did great with the class. Not just the skill, but the confidence and knowledge, knowing that you're going to be able to do it and potentially save a life. Like I said, children can do it. So there are a lot of classes on town. You can look online. You can go to AHA website as well and see if they have what sites they have to offer CPR classes or training.
Now, you talk about something that can bring a city together. This is something that's not political. It's not based on education. It's not based on wealth. If we could, you know, have a goal of, say, 25% of our town that's been trained in CPR, that would be a huge, huge benefit to our society here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, of all the cardiac arrests that happen, 3 out of 4 happen out of the hospital. So the only ones we have control over as medical professionals are the ones in the hospital. So if we can, you're right, if it's in the, you know, 20, 25, 30, whatever percentage is trained, that's that many lives saved. And as a physician, I see this every 2 or 3 months. I'll get somebody who had out-of-hospital arrest and they had CPR. More frequently, I'll get patients who don't have any CPR as an outpatient, and we ask them how long was the downtime, how long was there no CPR, no compressions, and if it's more than 10 minutes, I know my heart sinks at that time. I know that the likelihood of survival is pretty low, but if they tell me that someone was administering CPR regularly, even if it was less effective than in the hospital, then I'm... You know, we know that there's a reasonable chance they're going to make it. So, yeah, if we can raise the awareness, do this at a citywide level, get the hospital, get the schools involved, I think that's a great initiative.
Okay. All right. Well, we're with Dr. Nikita Gill, who is the Director of Cardiology at Dignity Health in Reading and a volunteer with the American Heart Association, and Rich Novelli, who had CPR performed on and saved his life. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
It'd be nice if we could get, make this something that the whole community could get into.
We're going to work on it.
Yep. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to have Simpson University and the Veterans Success Center and more when we come back.
Well, it's brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's been a surge in the number of foreign-born people residing in the U.S.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey, 14.3% of people living in the United States in 2023 were foreign-born. The rate hasn't been this high since 1910, when it was 14.7%, driven by waves of people immigrating in search of a better life around the end of the 19th century and the start of the 20th century. International migrants have become a primary driver of population growth this decade, as fewer children are being born in the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Francine may no longer be a hurricane, but forecasters warn it's still dangerous, moving now into Mississippi and Alabama, bringing very heavy rain. Fresh off their first, possibly only debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are on the campaign trail today, rallying voters in a couple of key swing states.
After pausing their schedules yesterday to commemorate the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, Trump and Harris are resuming their campaign activities. And not surprisingly, battleground states are in focus. The vice holds two events in North Carolina. Print delivers remarks in Arizona.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The latest wholesale inflation report adds to speculation of a Fed interest rate cut next week.
The Labor Department says its producer price index rose 0.2% from July to August. That's up from an unchanged reading a month earlier. And measured from a year ago, prices were up 1.7% in August, the smallest such rise since February, and down from a 2.1 annual increase in July.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow down 128 points. NASDAQ is up 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rising tension on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korea says that they have detected multiple short-range ballistic missiles launched from North Korea's capital, flying about 220 miles before landing in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. That flight distance suggests that the missiles were designed to attack targets in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to boost efforts to make his nuclear force ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies. Kim has made similar vows in the past, but his latest threats come as outside experts believe that North Korea could carry out a nuclear explosion or long-range missile test ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the wake of Typhoon Yagi. 128 missing. As flash flooding and landslides take their toll. News and analysis at townhall.com. A collection of rare and fascinating objects from the late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has raised more than $10 million at auction.
Among the items was a signed letter from Albert Einstein to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt about the science leading to the atomic bomb, an Apple I computer that sat in Steve Jobs' office, and a four-rotor Enigma machine from 1941. Other items include a first-class lunch menu from the Titanic and a historic Xerox computer. The money raised will go to charity. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. auto workers warn a dispute between their union and Stellantis over delays in reopening a shuttered factory in Illinois is much bigger than that single plant. Many fear that if the automaker breaks its commitment to restart the factory, it will not keep other promises made in a new UAW contract that was signed last fall. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday. Linda's on assignment today. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's the 12th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. And Christina, as much as I like you, as much as I admire you, as much as you're part of my family, I'm speaking to you as I would my own daughter. You touched another glazed donut that comes walking through here. You're going to be looking for another job. Okay? There's only two. When people get this mixture of donuts, which Novelli brought in, this is the guy that had a cardiac arrest, and he brings in donuts to this station. He gets the mixed one, right? There's only two glazed donuts in there. I'm not going to eat the jelly-filled ones. I'm not going to eat the ones with the sprinkles on them. I'm not going to eat the chocolate ones. It's glazed donuts, the only true donut that there is. And what did you do? I saw you in there eating it.
I'm not sure if it was the glazed one. It was a crunchy one. Maybe I'd take two. I'm not
maybe
sure.
You had two. Yeah, because there's two.
I was so hungry this morning, well, and I just kind of destroyed them.
You only weigh 100 pounds, so anyway. Okay, you know I wouldn't fire you over a glazed donut, but I will, you know, I will get it, you know, harass you. Okay, it's National Rocky Mountain Elk Rocky Mountain Elk Day because we didn't like the other one, so we can make up our own. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 86. Whoa, isn't that nice? And a low around 64. Now we are going to be getting wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. When I was out walking Buford last night, the wind was blowing pretty well. And Friday with a high near 93, Saturday 91. But then on Sunday, we start getting a 30% chance of showers and be partly sunny. But then the temperatures are going to be in the 70s, 78. And it's going to be running around 78 through next Wednesday with a chance of showers every day. So we'll see what happens there. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. The Kinney family been doing this for about 26 years, and they have brought just outstanding customer service to their organization there. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans to help people. This is just a really a thoughtful, caring business for our community. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Speaking of another caring organization in our community, you know, our first segment was we were talking about CPR and how only like single-digit percentages of people that really know how to do CPR. And our guest had cardiac arrest. Somebody, one of those single digits, were driving by and literally saved his life. And so what we can do as a community to get our act together and train people in CPR. Well, we've got another organization here that does a lot for our community and through a variety of different ways, and that's Simpson University. And I'm here with Ken White and Andrew Tuggle. Now, Ken, good morning. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Andrew's got the Veterans Success Center out there. because Simpson has reached out to the veteran community, both those just getting out of the service, but those who have been out for a while.
Yeah.
And I got a question for you. It's not your fault. Yeah, I do have a question for you later on. Okay.
The question's not your fault or the answer.
And, and Simpson launched their first football season this year. Dun, 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 dun. And as they say, this is, what's the word they use in football? This is a, this is just your first season.
Yes.
So this is,
we're building a program.
You're building a dynasty.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're building
that's,
a dynasty.
That's a better way to say it.
And the main thing is you've got, what, 100 players out there?
140.
How many?
140.
40?
140. Yes.
Do they all have like helmets?
Yes.
Or do they have to like, you know,
no.
Okay.
No, nobody,
Bob and Joe, you share your helmets.
No throwbacks to the 1940s.
It's not like Waterboy. It's not like Waterboy.
No leather slap on hats.
Not like that. Where you go running out there with shoes that are bigger than your
Yeah, there might be some of that.
Than your shoulder pads, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay. This is the first year, and the big thing that Simpson for the football has to concentrate on is building this program.
Yes.
You've got 140 kids out there that want to play football, and it brings a certain ambiance to a university.
Yeah.
My granddaughter went to New Mexico State, and what she wanted to experience was the college, the university life, and that included for her football, basketball, being able to go to the games, plus being able to get a good education and all that, of course, which is number one, which is what Simpson offers and all these different programs. But she wanted the experience.
Right, right. It's the value add. As you know, if for business people, they understand that term, the value add. For college students, they want the experience, and they want to enjoy it. Our veterans come out to the games, and it's just a different opportunity to enjoy yourself and to be a part of a community and to have more fun and more shared experiences. When you get old like us, you look back on those times with fondness. Get old like me, Carl. I know you are forever young.
You look back on those.
Yeah,
that it's part of your life and maturing.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
so that the football team is definitely a work in progress. But what was exciting to see in our first home game last week was a stadium packed full of people.
Yeah.
Our community, I think, is hungry for this also to be a part of their shared experience with Simpson and with students and just as a community to have a home collegiate four-year university football team is awesome. I know I've been waiting for it all my life. I know as a kid growing up, I wished we had something like that I could go to and be a part of. And so now that I get to be a part of it, and Simpson is that four-year university that people right here in town can make the 15-minute drive out to the stadium and watch a game. It's awesome. It's awesome. Tailgates, everything. It's awesome.
It's got the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole enchilada, as I say.
Yep.
Now, I realize Simpson is a Christian university.
Yep.
However, if you hire me as a consultant,
however,
I will train them as I did the team in the longest yard.
Yes.
And I tell you, I guarantee you next year.
Yeah.
That we'll have a couple wins, probably some arrest and all this, but just let me use those.
You'll get the right guys on the front line.
I'm going to get that technique for you. Yes, I'm just going to go over. They're closing these prisons down. I'm going to make sure these guys get education.
We got the Marine Corps football camp. Yeah.
There you go. And this is a set of brass knucks. Okay. Now, when do we use these?
Awesome.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Great. Okay, let's take an early break because I want to come back. And, you know, Simpson, in this decade of universities closing, is so far on the right track. I mean, it's so far up on the right track. It's almost, I mean, it's unheard of what's going on over at Simpson. We want to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business 17, 18 years. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in California and the United States. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. They've been a sponsor for many local organizations and events. If you look out when they're building things around here, you'll see Cornerstone Community Bank's name on this. But the best part is they are a community bank, a local board of directors. Matt Mosley is the president, and he's growing up here in Redding, in Redding and in the banking community here in Redding. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy with them. Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a teaching hospital with 22 residents going through a three-year program there. This is a continuous program that they bring in 8 to 10 every year. They're having two graduate this year, and both of those doctors want to stay in Reading. And that's fantastic. One wants to be a hospitalist, which I didn't realize. I just heard the word hospitalist in the last couple of years, which means somebody that works at the hospital. The other one wants to be, he wants to have a blend of working in clinics here in town and working in the hospital. This is a great program, and it introduces people from all over into Shasta County and Reading like this. And if we can keep 2, 3, 4 out of each class, it's going to be nothing but a benefit. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I'm here with Simpson University with Ken White and Andrew Tuggle. Andrew's in charge of the Veterans Success Center. But, Ken, one of the things that is, to me, well, not really, because I've been on the Citizens Advisory Council or Board or whatever we call it this month, since the very beginning. So I've watched this, that we've had, what was it, 26 or 28 colleges last year went under. Mm-hmm. They just ceased to operate because of a variety of reasons, mainly because of a number of students.
Right.
And Simpson, though, has completely turned that around as far as the statistics go.
Right. Well, you know, we were on a track to be one of those about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And then some guy named Dr. Norman Hall showed up, and he had a plan, and he's been executing to that plan, and the university's been executing to that plan. I just don't think that a lot of universities understand the business side of higher education and how to develop what we would call in the business side of the world new product lines. And Dr. Hall did. He knew that again, as you alluded to in the first segment, that we need things as a university that are going to enhance the student experience and make it more enjoyable and make it something that they want to be a part of. Athletics has been a big part of that, but that hasn't been the only part of the story. In fact, one of the bigger parts of the story, where we're investing close to $9 million here in the next few months, over the next year and a half, has been the academic side, where Simpson has moved into more professional and liberal arts degrees. So we now have degrees that are in high demand, not only here locally, but around the country and around the world. So we now have a CIS, Computer Information Systems program within our business department. We now have a kinesiology program for people who want to go into, things like physical therapy and things like that. We have an engineering program, a fully accredited engineering program that is growing. And also very very much a complement to athletics. A lot of athletes want to go into engineering fields, so digital media program and other things like that. So we have been really attempting to meet the market where the market is, while at the same time staying absolutely 100% true to our core identity of being a Christ-centered university. We believe that, you know, Jesus created all of that stuff, and so why wouldn't we be there? So that's kind of how we're looking at it.
25 plus liberal arts and professional studies degrees to completion program, graduate studies and credential programs. I got my credentials to teach in California through Simpson.
Yeah.
And, did that for like about 5 months. Being a substitute teacher,
yeah.
Which I could work every day.
I think that's why Christina played that intro
it
music.
Could be. Yeah, I could have worked. I got a phone call every morning, yeah. Saying, which school do you want to go
yeah.
to?" And I could have done that, but and my training, of course, had just coming back from Iraq from a combat tour, kind of got me ready. But the fact is, I got my credentials there. It was simple.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, but it was straightforward, simple to do that. So, but 25 plus liberal arts and professional studies degrees, like you said, engineering, computers, all of this stuff is now out there where it didn't used to be.
Well, and you know, anyone interested in some additional fields, we're expanding our nursing program.
Uh-huh.
We just won a $500,000 grant to buy additional simulation equipment, high fidelity mannequins, and simulated clinical space to expand our clinical program. The rules have changed a little bit, allowing more simulated clinical training to achieve your required clinical hours.
Well, let me tell you, these mannequins, it can have a baby.
Yeah.
A mannequin can have a baby, and then when you're dealing with it, because you can dial in all these different things that can happen.
Right.
When mom reaches up and she vomits blood at you, I mean, this is all out of a mannequin.
Yeah.
I mean, it is as real as you're going to get, except you'll have more problems that they can plug into this via the computer, and it is just, I've seen it.
And well, and
it is,
and you get a broader array
of
simulated elements, whereas if you're in a hospital, you're
not going to see it.
You're subject to whatever illness is there that day, right?
Yeah.
So we can train our nurses on much more in a simulated environment. And so our cohort is going to grow by 2/3 in the next year and a half. And so our capacity in the nursing program is growing.
And
we're looking at new
always
degrees.
A place for nurses.
Yeah.
I mean, a nurse can get a job anywhere, it seems like, in the United States.
Well, and we haven't sought WASC approval for these, so we have to be careful about what we say in public. But we are looking at new degrees. We are exploring, things like the family nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, doctor nurse practitioner. We're exploring criminal justice. We're exploring aviation. These are all things that are
rodeo
high
team.
We actually are exploring that. I'm not putting anything on the table that we're guaranteeing any of this stuff. But these are all things that have come to us as suggestions. And the wonderful thing about our president and the team he's assembled is that they're not afraid to look into this stuff. So we're researching that. I know one local high school. I'm not going to say who they are because I don't know if it's public yet. But I know one local high school is starting a rodeo team. And I know I can't say.
Is it south of us?
I'm not going to say.
Is it north of us?
I can't say. But knowing that and knowing that we're also researching that, it just seems like a good fit for our community. I mean, the Reading Rodeo is one of the best rodeos in the country. And so, having that element here would be awesome.
Actually a big retailer, and Reading Rodeo wasn't the only reason, but they've advertised for the Reading Rodeo for 3 years. I'm not going to mention the name because I can't remember it, but it's been in the papers.
Yeah.
And they came down this last summer, and they looked at what they saw in Reading and in that rodeo, and they said, this is one of the places we need to be, and so they're going to be opening up one of their stores
here. That's awesome.
Because we have a certain mystique about us up here in Northern California, and that is so different than other places.
Yeah.
You could set us down. You could set this county down in Wyoming and Montana, Idaho, and other places, Texas, and the people would – I mean, they'd feel at home like that. So offering all these different things. Now, when Dr. Hall, whom I think the world of, by the way, when he came in that first meeting, because I was there, and Mary Ann Johansson and I looked at each other and went, this is different.
Yeah.
And
there's some energy here.
And the first team he started was the bass fishing team. Okay, I will admit, I went.
Yep.
Bass fishing team. Was it turns out?
Yeah.
Nationally known, national sponsors, all these things for
there's
these
over 600 bass fishing teams in the country. You know where Simpson ranked last year? And this was probably our worst ranking since we started.
Yeah.
59th.
Yeah.
59th out of like 600 teams, and that was our worst performance since it started.
And one of your guys, Jacob, was announced our baseball games.
Yes.
Who's on the bass fishing team.
Jacob Green, if anybody's listening, Jacob Green does a great job for the Colt 45. So
he does. I don't usually do this, but I wrote a letter to his, or an email to his parents. I don't know if they ever got it. But saying what a great job they had done on this young man. He's just a quality person.
And you know what he's doing now?
5 to 10.
For all you football fans out there, you can tune in if you can't make the home games, moms, dads, everybody out of town, you can tune in to YouTube for now. Jacob's trying to kind of just test the waters on our football broadcast and see how it looks. So,
And this is something we need to work on for the, because y'all came to me.
Yeah.
And I did not have the people or the equipment needed to do this, but yeah. Who knows about next year. Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Ken White from Simpson University and Andrew Tuggle, who's head of the Veteran Success Center. Now, one thing we just kind of glossed over was you're getting ready to break ground on this new building.
Yeah.
And that is the...
The Veteran Center. It will house the Veteran Center. It's a huge multi academic center.
Science.
Yeah. It's mostly for the non biological sciences, the technical sciences. Engineering. It'll be our business program will be in there. Technology will be in there. All three of those will be housed in this new building. We'll even have a large lecture hall and performing arts center. And then also, as we noted, the new Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Veteran Success Center.
So. Right, and to help our veterans. And we're going to talk about that when we get back after this break. I just went down to Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday. Got another great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there. But I have to, you know, we make appointments at 530. This is the number, 244-9478. So Ted Lighty and I come in at the same time because he's busy, I'm busy. And a lot of times the only time we see each other is when we get our haircut. And then those poor barbers, Tim and Logan, have to put up with us for the time it takes to give us a haircut. But both of us get our haircut the same way, short. So, but it's a great place, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, you can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. It's not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop is located off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. And if you don't remember Lucky Miller's, it's the old Subway before Lucky Miller's. And whatever it was before that, I'm not sure. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Welcome back to the show here. It is the 12th of September, 8:35 in the morning. It's about, 72 degrees right now, going up to a whopping 85 today, so it's going to be a beautiful day. The Caffeinate for a Cause, raising money for Turtle Bay, it's going to happen a week from today, from 7 to 9 a.m. and from 2 to 4 p.m. And it's going to be at every one of the Dutch Bros throughout Reading, and it's every drink, a dollar from every drink, plus all the tips go to Turtle Bay at all the stands in Reading, Anderson, and Palo Cedro. So Linda and I'll be out there doing our show from 7 to 9, 7 to 8 right there, and from 8 to 9 I'll be back here in the studios with Mayor Tanessa Audette and interviewing her for her run for the assembly. But there's a good chance, just come on down there and get yourself a cup of coffee or whatever else you drink, and a dollar per drink plus all tips goes to Turtle Bay. All right, I'm here with Simpson University, who has grown. They're when 26 colleges and universities closed last year, right? Simpson University has grown a total of 25% over the last few years, and you think about that. And part of the reasons, as we discussed, was new classes, athletics, just a variety of reasons that gives the students a full college experience and a great education. Now, something else which is near and dear to my heart is the Veterans Success Center. Andrew Tuggle, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Is in charge of that. And
yes, sir.
Let's talk about the Veterans Success Center, but veterans on campus.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Veterans Success Center, currently we're about 87 total students that across all of our programs for all our veteran community. This year we've kind of kicked off a few fun little events for our veterans. We did a little thing called Target Acquired where, you know, we get all our veterans who don't know each other. We have these guys that are, you know, coming out of the service and they're trying to build community again. And so we just gave them an opportunity to get a name with a Nerf gun, figure out who all the other veterans are around campus, and we're just kind of building community from there. So,
and you've got how many veterans on campus now?
We got about 87 total.
Okay, that grows yeah, every year too. Why is it a good idea for veterans to go to Simpson?
Well, I think the number one reason right now for Simpson University for our veterans is we don't only just have our Veteran Success Center where they can come print whenever they want. They have a place to study. They have a place to print. They have an advocate on campus who's me, who I can go to anybody on campus and make sure whatever they're needed is done. But we also have a really good set of peer support group. A couple of our students who are able to come alongside these guys who are getting out of the service and be able to, some of these guys have been 20 years, 25 years, that are now starting to get their degrees. And they have a world of experience as a peer support where they're able to come across these other veterans and help them with other things outside of education. Not only that, we have a good program with Hire Heroes where every veteran who is coming to Simpson will go through the Hire Heroes program and help them get a job as soon as they graduate college. And so we just have all these programs that are continuing to help not only their current education goals, but their future as well. And that's our main priority.
Well, you're not trying to isolate them. And they say, oh, the Veterans Success Center, it's just veterans and all that. But it is a lot of times as veterans, and I've talked to many of our younger ones that came back after combat tours. And when they go to school, they're 4 years, 5 years, 6 years older than their classmates. Yeah. They're as old as their professors in some cases, and many years older than their professors in experience and life experiences. That they hear things being said that are just, to them, from being out in the real world, they know is just absolutely ridiculous and stupid. Not stupid, but uninformed. It's not stupid, just uninformed. There's an ignorance there. Doesn't mean they're stupid. It means there's just an ignorance of real life.
Yeah.
And they use the success centers and the veterans centers there to be able to kind of talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes, am I the only one seeing this? No, we're all seeing that.
No, we're all seeing it.
And how do we get through this? I mean, you know, do you die on the altar of logic and common sense, or do you find a way to get your way, move your way through there?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Simpsons like that or Shasta or any, but I'm just talking to young men and women that go through the college experience. So this kind of gives them a place they can go to and work and kind of talk with their other veterans with you.
We just had a veteran yesterday who was in the center, and he texted me, you know, midday yesterday and says, hey, man, I can't get any work done here. There's too many cool veterans here. You know, they just come in and out of the Veterans Center.
There
just,
is. That's the downside. That's you end up down.
In Fallujah. Coexistence of upside down.
Hey, you know, we're in Fallujah in 05 wasn't anything like when you were there in 07. Yeah, you should have been in the Eel Corps.
Oh, so, yeah.
That kind of thing.
But. Yep. Yeah, it's just, you know, we right now we have a very small Veterans Center. With this new buildings, we're going to probably triple our size, if not a little more. And so right now, just having two people in the office.
Here's something that you have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
That bothers me. And it just really started bothering me in the last year. When you get out of the service, they give you 10 years to use your GI Bill or your veterans assistant, whatever it's called this time, because I've gone through three of them. So, they give you 10 years. Why 10 years? If you've earned this benefit to me, you should be able to, because, you know, you get out and you say you're 44. You've done 24 years in the military. You go on to another job for another 15, 16 years. So now you're like in your 50s. And you say, well, you know, I'm going to go back to college. And I'm going to do something. And I'm going to learn something else. Your GI Bill is gone. Why is that?
Well, so between 2001 and 2013, they actually put a stipulation on the GI Bill for 15 years. So you had 15 years to use it. Up to 2013. In 2013, there were a couple guys up in Congress who just like, hey, I don't think this is right, guys. Let's change this. So now they have this program called Forever GI Bill. So after 2013, if you were ETS after 2013, you now have forever to use that GI Bill.
Well, see, and there is what I mean. What if you got out in 2007?
Yep. You're out in
2000. So that would have been 2007, 2017. So 2022, I can't go back to school, even though I earned those benefits.
Yeah, I know the VA has had a few opportunities to at least discuss that.
I mean, we're not talking about millions of people that are going to do this, but if you've earned the benefit, you should be able to use the benefit.
I think we are talking about millions, though. I think there are millions of people who ETS between 2001 and 2013 that are just throwing their hands in the air like, hey, what's going on, guys? I served, and now's my opportunity.
Now's my opportunity to go back to school.
And so I think there's been a few opportunities the VA's had. I saw a memo not too long ago last year where they were wanting to reevaluate that decision where they were cutting that off in to 15 years. I don't know that anything happened with it, but it is worth exploring if anybody out there listening has.
Is it worth a letter to the congressman, type of thing?
I just wrote down Congressman LaMalfa.
Yeah.
So I can but here's the thing is, I don't think it really is millions. I think when you figure it's only like about a million people in the United States have served, period, at this point in our lives. So you're not going to get a million. You're going to get – but even if it was 100,000, so what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised.
I can blame this on Biden because he doesn't know. I can blame it on. But it seems to me that once you've served, then if you haven't used it in 20 years and you want to go back and you want to do a degree completion at Simpson or you want to go and get, well, you know what? I do want to get a degree in computers because I can do this at home and I can work at that.
Well, and the world's changing pretty quickly. It'd be nice to have the benefit, and be able to change and pivot in your life. That would be great. And you're right. There's actually 16 million veterans in the United States today. So it would be a lot. But at the same time, how many of those are in the last 20 years versus folks that are never going to go back and do that again.
I would say, but it's the only reason I'm bringing it up is I think one, you can increase more people going to school.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
And, there's a variety of things the VA could do, that could help veterans.
Yeah.
And and here's the thing about the Veterans Success Center. I'm a veteran. I go in there, and the amount of administrative forms is just
amazing. Have to tell Andrew, right?
Yeah, Andrew knows this. But see, I went in there and I handed it off.
Yeah.
All the things I needed just for that simple credentialing process, I handed it off to you guys.
Yep.
I didn't worry about it. I didn't have to pay any money, anything, because you all let it ride until the money came in.
Yep.
For that. So that's a huge thing you do.
Yeah, it's great for all our veterans who are coming to school. They're put onto a list to say, hey, don't bug these guys. They're veterans. They've already served their country. Now they're coming to school.
Yeah.
So let's make sure we're taking care of them.
Yeah, and we are doing the paperwork for them.
Yep.
I mean, that's the whole idea behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them focus on their studies.
Yeah. Let them focus on their studies. I'm sure most of my families, and just let them continue to grow and build their future.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Simpson University.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Right now we're talking about raining down on the VA of the United States of America. It's a good thing that the microphones are turned off and poor Andrew, his you know, and Ken, I just burn off their eyebrows talking about the VA.
That's right, I'm used to it.
Well, and Andrew goes, no, hey, don't worry, no, I hear this every day.
Yep.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm with Ken White and Andrew Tuggle. Ken, of course, and Andrew are from Simpson University. We're talking about all the many, you know, the great things that are going on over there, you know, breaking ground for the new science and technology building and the new Veteran Success Center is going to be in that. The growth of the student population by 25% over at Simpson U and 26 colleges and universities, small ones shut down this year. The 26 plus programs, liberal arts and professional programs that are offered out there, the whole thing. And then, you know, of course, then the athletics. what would you say? It is a Christian university, and you know what? It's harder to recruit. Are people looking at things differently, the younger people, or is it older people, Ken, that they're looking at things? And finding a university like this, is it like stability? Is it what is it?
You know, the young people are. The studies have shown the young people honestly that they want to make a difference. That's what's driving. That's their motivator. And so, that's what I think is so awesome about Simpson is that I mean that's kind of our core. we
service.
I mean that's our motto is Gateway to World Service. So if young people are out there and they want to change the world, hey, Simpson's your place. I'm now in the older generation, and our generation wanted to make a difference too. But honestly, we were kind of busy dealing with the mess left by the '60s in the early '70s, and so we kind of just wanted to survive.
That mess is still going on.
Yeah, and we just wanted to survive. And this new generation, you wouldn't think that they're motivated. I mean, you wouldn't think that they're motivated by impact because of just the culture that we have in terms of the economy and making money and selfies and the whole social media generation. But when you survey them, that's what they want. They want to make a difference. So yeah, it's pretty. If we could just tap that and rechannel that energy in the right, making the right kind of difference. That's the key.
I think people feel safe out on Simpson.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Simpson University. Yeah. And it's not just because you're on the outskirts of town. It's because they do feel safe.
Yeah.
I've heard this from students there. That they feel, that's one of the things. I feel safe. You know, I'm going to classes, and I know there's not going to be people in my face all the time, and which bothers a lot of people.
Well, you saw, and Andrew can probably tell his story 100 times better than me, but I'll just get it started. You can finish it. But you saw the video at our veterans event in June about Johnny Palmer. Johnny's a 20-year military veteran who's continuing his education at Simpson. And Johnny was back on leave. He was back from Iraq on leave.
Five days out backstage.
He just
got back deployed.
And a couple of his buddies and him were walking through the Tacoma Mall, and shots ring out. And so Johnny and his buddies go, and everybody else is running away. They're running toward, per their training. And Johnny won a non-military service medal from the military.
It's called a life-saving medal. Something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it off the hand.
Neither can I, but he won
an award for that.
Heroism in a non-combat, situation.
Yeah. And so, when we talked to Johnny about that whole experience and what it meant to him and his life going forward, he said, look, coming home stateside and having that happen challenged my sense of safety at home. And he said, and one thing he complimented Simpson on, he says, this campus isn't like other campuses. I've been on several other campuses. He said, this campus isn't safe in the security sense of the word. He says, it's safe in the sense that I can be me here. I can hang out with my military buddies, and the students here seem more mature. They seem more focused on the real important things of life. And he says, and that's the safety I'm looking for. That was part of it.
It's not just the campus. It's the atmosphere that you get there.
The culture.
Now, Andrew, the veterans that come in here, of course, because they probably still have their GI Bill, they could go anywhere.
Right.
So what do they tell you? You know, I've come to Simpson because...
There's a ton of reasons.
Yeah.
Some of it is programming. There's a lot of guys that want to do nursing. A lot of people come out of service who want to continue, and the nursing program is top tier.
Yep.
When we're talking about California or anywhere in the North State. The other reason is that we are a small community that can directly impact the lives of all the veterans. And so they're given an opportunity to come to a smaller campus, have a safer environment, be able to go to classes, be able to actually communicate with their professors one-on-one in these smaller classrooms, and be able to get through their education the way that they want to. Rather than being in a class of 300 students, the professor may not even really care that they're there.
Yeah, the guys going for their PhDs are the ones that are teaching the classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen those before.
Yeah, and so, people like Johnny.
Smaller classes, being able to communicate directly with the professors, a safer environment in the sense, not necessarily physical, but it is.
It is physical.
Right.
It's physically safer, but it's also, you can concentrate. This is what I'm getting from students, is they can concentrate on graduating.
I won't mention any names, but we don't have a reputation as a party school like some of the other universities in California.
If you don't think lemonade and ice cream is partying, I mean,
yeah, they got soft serving the cafe.
We have a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, but
no, I understand.
But that's the point is that you're right. You can come to Simpson, focus on your studies, focus on your athletics. You can be a mature, responsible human being and still have a good time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a good way to finish up here.
And the veterans, I think the other thing is just the flexibility. Yeah. You know, we had guys last year who were going to OCS, and they were gone every weekend, once a month, and sometimes they were gone for a month and a half, and they were able to work out their schedules with their professors and continue their education while they're doing
officer
their
candidate school. Mm-hmm. So they went on like the PLC thing where they trained further in the summer. And
yeah, they were over at Fort Knox.
And then they come back.
And they came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Just another reason to go.
Yeah.
Football, baseball, all the athletics.
Veterans.
The veteran resource centers and all these things. And whatever you're doing is working.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because you're growing. well, so many others aren't.
And a shout out to the community for getting behind us, you know. So thank you for thanks to people like you who have gotten behind us and helped promote us and help get the word out that we exist and we're growing and we've got a really, really valuable experience to be a part of. Thank you to you and to everybody in the community.
Well, Redding University.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Gorman's going to join us, for Legal Side, and I believe it's Rich Gallardo's going to be here. We're having candidates on for things like city council and assembly and blah, 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 all those. But also there's other elections going on, like the Shasta County Office of Education. So we're going to have those on, to see what they want to see happening with our students in the future.
Last shout out, Barry McGuire next Thursday.
Business luncheon,
Simpson University.
I've got a seat.
SimpsonU.edu for tickets.
That's right. And this is a great, great luncheon. You hear a lot and you learn a lot. And there's a lot of business people there. And I'm sitting with the Chamber of Commerce. They found me a ticket.
That's awesome.
There you go. All right, everybody. Have a great day and God bless America.
Thanks, Carl.
Tracking me down, gonna stand my ground.